24.
出埃及记24章12节。
Exodus 24, verse 12.
耶和华对摩西说：你上山到我这里来，住在这里，我要将石板并我所写的律法和诫命赐给你，使你可以教训百姓。
Now the Lord said to Moses, Come up to me on the mountain and remain there, and I will give you the stone tablets with the law and the commandments which I have written for their instruction.
25章第一节到第九节。
And 25, chapter 25,And verse 1 through 9.
耶和华晓谕摩西说：你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。
Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Tell the sons of Israel to raise a contribution for me. From every man whose heart moves him, you shall raise my contribution.
我要收的礼物就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、朱红色线、细麻、山羊毛、染红的公羊皮、海狗皮、皂荚木、点灯的油，并做膏油和香的香料、红玛瑙以别样的宝石，可以镶嵌在以弗德和胸牌上。
This is the contribution which you are to raise from them: gold, silver, bronze, blue, purple, scarlet materials, fine linen, goat hair, ham skin dyed red,Porpoise skins, acacia wood, oil for lighting, spices for anointing oil and for the fragrant incense, onyx stones and setting stones for the ephod and for the breastpiece.
又当为我造圣所，使我可以住在他们中间，制造帐幕和其中的一切器具，都要照我所指示你的样式。
Let them construct a sanctuary for me, that I may dwell among them.According to all that I am going to show you as a pattern of the tabernacle and a pattern of all its furniture, just so you shall construct it.
我们再翻到箴言第八章。
Let's turn to Proverbs, verse 8.
箴言第八章，两段圣经是在774页。
If you have a Chinese Bible, it's in the two.774
箴言是在诗篇的后面。
It's right behind the Psalms.
箴言第八章二十二节。
Proverbs 8 verse 22.
在耶和华造化起头，在太初创造万物之先，就有了我。
The Lord possessed me at the beginning of his way, before his works of old.
我们跳到第三十节。
And we'll drop down to verse 30.
那时我在他那里为公司，日日为他所喜爱，常常在他面前荣耀。
Then I was beside him as a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him.
荣耀在他为人预备可住之地，也喜悦住在世人中间之间。
Rejoicing in the world his earth, and having my delight in the sons of men.
这一段是讲到当神创造万有的时候呢，主耶稣已经在那里了。
These verses speak of before the creation of the world, Lord Jesus was already there.
他在那里，他像个工程师。
And he was there like a master workman.
因为万物也是借着他所造的。
Because all creation was created through him.
在那里他说他荣耀在他为人所预备可住之地。
Here he says, Lord Jesus was rejoicing in the world, his earth.
他不仅为人创造一个地方可以让人居住在那里。
Not only he created a place that man can live in it.
他说也喜悦住在世人之间。
But also he says, he has a delight in the sons of man.
神乐意更多乐意喜悦住在人的中间。
God is delighted to live among us.
我们再翻到新约约翰福音第一章。
Let's turn to New Testament Gospel according to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章十四节，这是我们非常熟悉的一句话。
John chapter 1 verse 14 is a very familiar verse.
道成了肉身住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典有真理，我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory, glory as of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth.
这原文应该是说直达帐幕在人的中间。
The original language says he tabernacled among us.
神直达帐幕在人的中间，与人同住。
God set up a tabernacle among us to live among us.
我们再翻到哥林多后书第七章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians
第六章
chapter 6.
哥林多后书第六章
2 Corinthians chapter 6.
十六节
verse 16.
神的殿和偶像有什么相同呢？因为我们是永生神的殿，就如神曾说，我要在他们中间居住，在他们中间来往，我要做他们的神，他们要做我的子民。
What agreement has the temple of God with idols? For we are the temple of the living God, just as God said, I will dwell in them and walk among them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people.
我们再翻到圣经最后启示录。
Let's turn to Revelation.The last book of the Bible.
启示录第七章十五节，
Chapter 7,
十七节
verse 15,
十五到十七。
From verse 15 through 17.
所以他们在神宝座前昼夜在他殿中侍奉他，坐宝座的要用帐幕覆庇他们。
For this reason, they are before the throne of God.And they serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tabernacle over them.
他们不再饥不再渴，日头和炎热也必不伤害他们。
They will hunger no more, nor thirsty, no thirst anymore, nor will the sun beat down on them, nor any heat.
因为宝座中的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
For the Lamb in the center of the throne will be their shepherd and will guide them to springs of the water of life, and God will wipe every tear from their eyes.
我们再翻到二十一章。
Let's turn to chapter 21.
二十一章第三节。
Verse 3.
这是神的话，到末了的时候仍然提到神要与人同住这件事情。
So in the very end, God still wants to mention the important point that God is willing to dwell among men.
第三节，我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men.And he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
最后再看一节圣经，在希伯来书第三章。
Lastly, let's turn to the last passage, Hebrew 3.
希伯来书第三章第五节。
Chapter
3,
verse 5.
摩西为仆人，在神的全家诚然尽忠，为要证明将来必传说的事。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant, for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later.
摩西做一个忠心的仆人，在神的家中，他所做的呢，是为要证明将来必传说的事。
Moses, as a servant, was faithful in his house, and he testified to the things that will happen later.
好，请我们低头有点祷告。
Let's bow and have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，让我们在你恩典的底下，能够一同聚在你的面前。
Lord, we thank you because under your grace, we can gather together before you.
每次我们来到面前，我们心何等的羡慕，在这里能够常常听见你的话语。
Whenever we get together, we admire to be able to hear your voice here.
借着听见你的话, 我们更多把我们感谢赞美来归给你。
Upon hearing your word, we can offer you all of our thanksgiving.
因为向着我们心, 心意是何等的高。
Because you have a high thought about us.
我们这些塑造的人算不得什么的人, 却能够在你恩典里面蒙受这样大的恩惠。
Though we are nothing, but we receive such grace in you.
你不仅拯救我们, 更是愿意把我们带到你同在的里面。
Not only you save us, but also bring us into your presence.
让我们在你同在里面享受在属天里面各种福气。
So that in your presence, we may be able to enjoy all the blessings in heaven.
求你恩待早晨这点时间。
May you bless the hours in the morning.
凡来到你面前的, 都在你恩典的底下, 能够得到你更丰富的, 供应和保守。
Whoever comes to you will be under your grace so it can be kept by you.
我们等候在你面前,
we waiting on you.
你听垂听我们祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
奉主耶稣基督名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen. 我想早晨呢继续和弟兄姊妹来看出埃及记。
This morning we'd like to continue to see the book of Moses.
我们上次说到在出埃及记24章记载 在西乃山上 摩西在那里所的一点的经历。
Last time we mentioned that in the mountain of Sinai in the Exodus that what he has experienced.
摩西在这里的经历实在是一种特别的经历。
What he experienced there was a special experience.
因为圣经只有记载摩西这样的经历。
This is only in the Bible, Bible recorded such experience for Moses.
他在神荣耀同在当中呢，与神同住了40天40的昼夜。
He was in the glory of God. He dwelt with God for 40 days and 40 nights.
就当时来说，摩西在那里为什么有这样经历呢？
Why did he have such experience?
因为 摩西在那里经历神的同在呢，是为了25章，他要带出一个重要的信息呢，是要神要与人同住这件事情。
Because God wants Moses to bring about a very important message recorded in chapter 25. That is, God is among his men.
我们说到摩西这个经历不是为了他个人的。
We know that this is whatever Moses experienced is not for himself only.
那是更重要的，乃是要传说。 证明将来所要传说的事情。
It is for the testimony for the things to be spoken of later.
就是神要与人同住。
That God dwells among men.
就是要传说将来神的儿子来到地上的时候所要做成的工作。
It was spoken of one day Son of Man will come down to earth to fulfill his work.
是在出埃及记24章那里记载两件事情。
So in Exodus it recorded two things.
头一件事就是在那里神借摩西和以色列百姓立了一个血约。
First, through Moses, God established a covenant of blood.
他说这是立约的血，是耶和华按着这一切话和你们立约的一个凭据。
This is the blood of covenant. It is established for a pledge.
所以神借摩西在那里和以色列百姓立了一个约。
So through Moses, God established a covenant with the God people.
这个约呢是用血所立的。
And this covenant was established through the blood.
感谢神到新约时候。
Thank the Lord in New Testament.
我们看见主耶稣来到地上了。
We saw Jesus came to earth.
他和人用他自己的血和我们立了一个新约。
And he established a new covenant with us through his own blood.
所以当主耶稣最后和门徒在那吃逾越节晚餐的时候。
So when Jesus dined with the His disciples at the last night.
主耶稣拿起杯来说，这是我立约的血。
Jesus took up the cup and said, This is the blood of covenant.
为罪流出,
shed for many.
使罪得赦,
so that sins can be forgiven.
所以那天摩西在那里所做的那件事情，乃是要表明将来主耶稣要用血和我们立约。
So what God had done through Moses actually it speaks of the New Testament, what Jesus has done through his blood.
所以摩西那一天用血洒在以色列百姓的身上。
So on that day, Moses sprinkled the blood on the people of God.
今天在新约里面，因着主耶稣基督的血也洒在我们身上。
Today in New Testament, blood of Jesus also was sprinkled on us.
我们罪就得了赦免。
Our sins are forgiven.
旧约摩西是审核人，审核以色列百姓之间的一个中保。
In Old Testament, Moses was the mediator between God and man.
新约主耶稣乃是成为审核人之间的中保。
In New Testament, Lord Jesus is the mediator between God and man.
借着他宝血，我们才能够与神和好。
Only through His precious blood, we can be reconciled with God.
我们靠着他血可以来到神面前亲近神。
Through His blood, we can come near to God.
这是摩西在那所做的头一件要传说的事情。
So this was the first thing that Moses did to speak of things in the future.
第二件事情就是摩西在那与神同住了四十天。
Second thing was that Moses stayed with God for 40 days, 40 nights.
当摩西神借摩西要传递神与人同住这件事情，传递这个信息的时候
，When Moses was about to share that God lives among men，
乃是先把他带到这与神同在这个经历的里面。
God drew him near to His presence。
当摩西在那与神同住的时候，神把石板、把律法、把诫命赐给他。
When Moses abided with God and God gave him the stone tablets of the law，
然后摩西就把神的心意传递给神的百姓。
And Moses in turn told his people what the word of God。
这就是主耶稣在约翰福音十五章所说的话。
This is what Jesus said in the book of John。
十五章。
John chapter 15。
主耶稣说：“你们若常住在我里面，我的话就常在你们里面。”
If you abide in me, my word will abide in you.
说当一个人在经历住在主的里面，与神同住的时候呢，主的话就在他里面。
So if we experience the abiding with Christ, then God's word will abide in us.
然后他就能够把神的话呢教训神的百姓。
Then he will be able to share God's word.To instruct God's people.
这个就是为什么神先让摩西有这个与神同住的这个经历的目的原因。
That is the reason why God wanted Moses to stay with him for so long.
而是借着他有这个经历，他才能够把神的心意带到以色列百姓当中。
Through this experience, he can tell God's people what God's will is.
他才让以色列百姓知道神要住在人的中间。
So he'll be able to tell God's people that God.Wants to live among men.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们说到我们蒙恩得救以后，我们在神面前的一些属灵经历是一个非常重要的一件事情。
So we spoke of that the experience that we had after we become believers is very important.
借着我们的一些和神之间的经历呢，我们能够把我们经历能够传递出去。
Through the experience that we have with the Lord, we can share that experience with others.
我们在新约圣经，我们也看见这个原则。
In the Bible, we see such a principle.
我们到新约里面有三个主要的使徒。
In New Testament, there were three chief disciples, apostles.
三个主要执事。
Three main ministries.
就是约翰、保罗和彼得。
That is John, Paul, and Peter.
我们看见约翰、保罗和彼得他们所写的书信呢，都是说到他们在主面前的一些经历。
Because the books that they wrote, they were about the experience that they had with the Lord.
因着他们在神面前，在主面前有了经历，他们才能够传递神所要给他们传递的话语信息。
Because they had such experience, so they were able to share God's word with us.
我们看见使徒约翰。
We saw in John.
他在书信里面说，他将那起初也有生命之道。
In his writing, he says that in the beginning there was word.
就是那永远的生命。
That is the word of eternal life.
这个永远的生命已经显明出来了。
And this life has been manifested.
不仅显明出来。
Not only it was revealed.
现在使徒约翰他已经经历到这个永远的生命。
And John himself has experience with eternal life.
他说这是我所亲眼看过亲手摸过的。
He said this eternal life has been touched and heard by me.
所以这起初也有生命知道这永远生命对使徒一样来说是一个非常实在真实的非常具体的。
So eternal life is so tangible, so real to John.
我想一样所说的还不是在肉身里面来去经历而已。
He not only talked about the experience in his flesh.
不错，在主耶稣肉身里面，依然曾经听过主讲道，看见过他的作为。
Yes, when Jesus was in his flesh, John saw and touched Lord Jesus Christ.
也亲手摸过他的肉身。
He also touched the Lord Jesus.
但是我们看见许多犹太人和约翰也同样有这样的经历。
We know that many Jews had a similar experience as John.
但是他们最后却把主耶稣钉在十字架上。
But later they crucified Lord Jesus on the cross.
所以我们看见约翰站在不是单单只是讲到肉身的一个经历，乃是借肉身他在灵的里面有更深的一个认识。
So we know that experience John had not only in the flesh but also in the spirit.
这位永远的主，这位永远的生命很具体的，是他可以经历的。
This eternal Lord, eternal life, was so tangible, so she can enter in.
所以他就把这永远生命能够传递出去，也叫他们能够经历这个永远生命。
So he can share the eternal life with us, so that we can enter into that experience as well.
我们看彼得也是一样。
We saw the same thing in Peter.
我们读彼得前后书的时候,
As we read 1st and 2nd Peter,
彼得很喜欢用一个词,
Peter was fond of one verse.
就是宝贵这个字。
It is a word precious.
他讲到, 他写信给那些和我们一同得宝贵信心的那些圣徒们。
He said those saints who had the same common precious faith with us.
他讲到羔羊的血是一个宝贵的血,基督的宝血。
When he spoke of blood, he says, it is the blood of precious Lamb of God.
他讲到这个信心呢，经过火试验以后呢，就比那些金子经过火试验还毁坏，还被毁坏，更显得宝贵。
When he talked about faith, he says faith undergone trial is more precious than gold.
他讲到主是活死在人，在神是。 被神所拣选是神所宝贵的。
He spoke of Lord Jesus as a living stone rejected by man but precious in God's eyes.
这一块黄角石是被世人所弃的，但是被相信的人却看为宝贵。
This cornerstone was rejected by man but for those who believe in him was very precious.
为什么彼得常常喜欢用这个宝贵这个词呢？
Why Peter loved to use the term precious?
他讲到这是个宝贵的信息。
It talks about precious faith.
我们知道彼得他曾经经历一个极大的一个失败。
Because we know Peter experienced a great failure.
他三次否认主。
He denied the Lord three times.
我想可能我们还没有像彼得失败那么严重。
None of us failed as Peter did.
但是彼得，我们看见他不仅一次否认主，两次、三次否认主。
Not only he denied the Lord once, twice, and the third time.
我想他整个信心几乎已经崩溃了。
I think his faith was totally corrupt.
但是有一天，
broken.
主把他复兴起来，再次来得到他的时候。
But one day, God restored him and regained him.
原来，也许在彼得心目当中，他这个已经绝望、没有指望的一个人。
Maybe Peter thought that he was done. He was nothing.
经过三次的否认主，他还有什么指望呢？
He denied the Lord three times. Is there any hope for him?
他还有什么信心呢？
Is there any faith in him?
但是等到主再次复兴他以后，
But after the Lord restored him,
他知道这个信心是何等的宝贵。
He realized the faith is so precious.
这信心乃是神所赐的。
His faith comes from God.
他看见他罪是极其的大。
And he saw that how great sin that he had.
他看见主耶稣基督所流的宝血，对他来说是极其何等的宝贵。
And he saw the blood of Jesus so precious.
像他这样一个人，主的宝血在他身上显得何等的功，何等大的功用。
So he knew that the blood of Jesus has great impact on him.
何等的有价值。
So valuable.
这一块活石，这一块黄角石，
This is a living stone. This is a cornerstone.
是世人所弃绝不相信的。
was rejected by the world.
但是彼得知道，这实在是神所拣选宝贵的一块房角石。
But Peter, with first-hand experience, knew this was chosen.
在一个相信人身上也是极其宝贵的。
Precious in God and precious for those who believe in Him.
所以弟兄姊妹，看见彼得他这些话也都从他经历里面所发出来的一个感觉。
We see that Peter spoke from his own experience those words.
他才知道这个神的救恩何其的宝贵。
He knew firsthand how precious is the salvation of the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，同样今天我们若是我们对主的救恩，对主所成就救赎工作有更深的经历的时候，
So by the same token, as we experience more deeper in the salvation of the Lord,
我们也可以也能像彼得一样说这是何等宝贵的血。
So we'll be like a Peter, we will say how precious is the blood of Jesus.
我们才会珍惜这个宝血。
And we'll treasure the precious blood.
我们不会轻看这个宝血。
We'll not take a light of this blood.
今天许多神儿女好像他也是得救了。
Or many God's children, even though they seem to be saved.
但是你的生活好像非常散漫，觉得好像犯了罪，主的宝血还是可以洁净我，可以赦免我。
But they do not conduct in a way that they treasure God's.
这不是宝贝这个血，这个乃是轻看藐视这个血。
They think if they sin, God's blood always will forgive
them. 不错，我们犯罪，我们可以来到神面前求他保险，主耶稣的保险再次赦免我们。
Yes, it is true that after we sin, we can come to the Lord. Blood of Jesus will cleanse us.
但是一个真正经历、真正看见宝血的宝贵的人，他是不容易犯罪的。
But those who really see the preciousness in God's in Jesus' blood, he will not easily to sin.
他会谨慎他的生活行事。
He will conduct himself. Carefully.
我们看见保罗也是一样。
We see it in Paul.
保罗他传神的福音。
He preached God's gospel.
他传基督的福音。
He preached gospel.
他成为福音的执事。
He was the minister of the gospel.
但是保罗有一天他也说。
One day Paul says this.
他说这是我的福音。
This is my gospel.
这是我的福音。
This is my gospel.
是不是保罗在那里有一套他自己的福音理论呢？
Is this Paul derived some theology of the gospel?
像加太教会
Like in Galatians
有一般人来到加太教会专门更改了基督的福音
Some people came to the Galatian church and altered the gospel
在传别的福音
They preach other gospel
保罗他不是在传他自己的福音
ButPaul did not preach his own gospel.
乃是神的福音，基督的福音呢，在他生命里面，他实在经历到了呀。
Because he experienced the gospel of Christ in his own life.
这个福音在他身上做改变的工作是何等的真实。
The gospel of Christ changed his life.
这个福音不仅是神的福音，是要传给世人的。
Not only is a God's gospel, but also a gospel to preach to the man.
这个福音有一天临到保罗身上，成为他主观的福音。
And one day the gospel.Came to Paul and become his own personal gospel.
所以保罗不仅在传神的福音
，Not only he preached gospel，
他也是在那传保罗的福音。
He also preached Paul's gospel.
这是他所经历的一个福音。
Because he experienced it.
所以当他在传福音的时候，他才知道这个福音的价值和宝贵。
So when he preached gospel, he shared the preciousness of the gospel.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个有经历的人所说的话。
This is a words from the person who experienced it.
所以我想我们蒙恩得救以后神的福音有一天也要成为我们自己的福音。
So after we are saved, gospel of God will become our own gospel as well.
这样我们里面对福音的负担才会能够加添。
So that we have a desire to share this gospel as well.
今天为什么我们对福音的负担不是那么大？
The reason why we don't have a desire to share the gospel.
我们对我们家人还没蒙恩得救这件事情好像不觉得那么严重。
Even our family members, they are not saved, but we don't see this as serious.
不错，好像我们稍微尝到这个福音的恩典。
Yes, we receive this grace in the gospel.
但是这个福音是不是真是有一天成为我的福音？
But this gospel becomes our own gospel.
成为你的福音。
Is it become our own gospel?
保罗能够说到那一天审判的时候，神是按照他所传的他的福音来审判的。
Paul said, "One day when God judges the world, He will judge the world according to Paul's gospel he preached."
因为是他所经历的福音。
Because this is the gospel, he experienced himself.
所以当保罗在大马色路上遇见主以后,
So on the road to Damascus, when he met the Lord,
他肉眼成瞎掉了,
his eyes were blind.
但是神开他里面的眼睛,
but God opened the eyes of his heart.
让他里面看见他所逼迫那耶稣,
so he can see the Jesus that he persecuted.
就是神的儿子, 就是基督,
is the Son of God, is Christ.
因着他曾经眼睛被打开过,
because his eyes were opened before.
所以当神差遣他出去的时候, 是为了做什么工作呢?
When God sent him out,
神说我差你出去乃是要叫使你叫他们眼睛得开。
God says that I send you out so that eyes of people can be opened.
因为保罗他曾经有这个眼睛被打开的经历,
because he had the experience of eyes being opened by God.
所以他出去传福音的时候, 他才有能够叫人的眼睛能够被打开。
So when he preached gospel, he can open the eyes of people as well.
所以弟兄们,当蒙恩得救以后,神就是要让我们来经历这个福音。
So after we are saved, God wanted to experience power of the
gospel.
So through our experience, we know that God who saved us is real.
他对,
and his words are true and real. So that through our life, we need to learn and experience.
当我们稍微有点经历的时候，我们对神的话那感受就不一样了。
As we have such experience, we'll feel differently about God's word.
我们就知道神的话是何等的真实。
We know that how true is God's word.
我们就知道许多属灵事物对我们来说是很具体的、很实在的。
How tangible is the spiritual matter?
是可以摸得着的。
We can touch this spiritual thing.
是可以听见的, 是可以看见的。
We can hear about spiritual things and can see spiritual things. Because in the spirit, we all can experience.
所以当以色列百姓神把他们带到西，从埃及带领出来以后,
so after God brought the people of Israel,
把他们带到西乃山的底下,
brought them to under the mountain of Sinai.
神在那里再次把他心意向以色列百姓来，呃呃解，呃鲜明出来。
God revealed His will to God's people.
神在那里不仅把律法赐给他们，
not only He gave them the law,
要叫他们造一个圣所，使神可以住在他们中间。
And God wanted them to build a sanctuary for Him so that He can live among them.
因为这是神拯救他们的目的。
Because that is the purpose of God's salvation.
神为什么把他们从埃及带领出来呢？
Why God brought them out of Egypt?
就是神要住在他们当中。
Because God wants to live among them.
所以神住在人中间这件事情，从开头到启示录一直显明这件事情。
We know from the beginning of the Bible to the end of the Bible, God always taught us that He wants to live among men.
当我们刚读到箴言第八章那里，讲到神创造万有的时候。
So the passage we just read from Proverbs verse 8.
神在那里就说，我喜悦住在人的中间。
In the beginning of creation, God says, I love to dwell among men.
所以神为什么创造人呢？
Why did God create man?
就是要与人同住。
Because He wants to live among men.
所以当人被造的时候，摆在伊甸园，我想在那里就是神与人同住的一个地方。
So when God created man, He put it in the Garden of Eden. That's the place where God lived among men.
但是因着人犯罪以后被赶出了伊甸园。
But because of man's sin, so man was driven out of the Garden of Eden.
神就不再与人同住了。
So God can no longer live among men.
但是等到以色列百姓被拯救出来以后,
But after the people of Israel were delivered,
神在那里再次宣告他要住在人中间。
God once again proclaimed that He wanted to live among men.
他借着会幕住在这般蒙救赎的百姓的中间。
Through tabernacle, He lived among those who were saved.
等到他们进了迦南地以后,
after they entered the land of Canaan,
我们看见又有圣殿的建造。
We see the construction of the temple.
那是说到神在地上要找一个居所，他可以住在人的中间。
It tells us about God is looking for a place that He can live among men. So we see the tabernacle, we see the temple in the Old Testament. Through these things, men will know that God lived among men.
所以在旧约里面，我们看见有一个具体的物质的房子。
So in the Old Testament, we through the physical buildings, God wants to tell us that God wants to live among men. But in New Testament, Apostle John tells us
神不住在人所造的殿里面,
that God does not live in the building that made by man.
所以摩西在这里所做的事情不过是一个象征，是一个预表。
So whatever Moses did was mere symbol.
他不过是要传说将来必要成就的事情。
They are the things used to speak of the things in the future. That is what Jesus will be done.
So, 有一天主耶稣来到地上了。
Just one day Jesus came to the world.
再来说,道成了肉身住在人的中间。
The word became flesh and dwelt among us.
充充满满的有恩典有真理。
Full of grace and truth.
有一天, 他借着圣灵住在相信的人里面。
So one day through the Holy Spirit, He lives among those who believe.
所以保罗说，岂不知你们身是圣灵的殿吗？
So Paul said, "Don't you know that you are the temple of God?"
这个圣灵是从神那里来的。
The temple of Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit comes from God.
住在你们里面。
And who lives in you?
现在主耶稣住在哪里？
So where? Does Jesus live today?
现在主耶稣乃是借圣灵住在我们里面。
Lord Jesus lives in us through the Holy Spirit.
因着他住在我们里面，我们就可以住在他里面。
Because He lives in us, so that we can live in Him.
神就可以与人同住。
So that God can live among men.
这是救恩所要做成功的事情。
This is what the Old Testament wants to become accomplished.
我们看见到启示录末了的时候。
We see it in Revelation.
新天新地出现的时候,
when new earth and new heaven appear,
神在那里再一次宣告说, 神的帐幕在人中间。
God once again proclaimed the tabernacle of God is among man.
他要与人同住。
He wants to live among man.
他要亲自与人同在。
He will abide with the man.
他们要做他的子民, 他要做他们的神。
They will become His people and He will become their God.
我们看见 圣经一再的说到神要与人同住。
So time and time again, God tells us that He will live among men.
用什么同住这件事情对我们来说是何等的重要。
So abiding is so important.
当神与人同住的时候会怎么样呢？
So what is the result of God's abiding with us?
启示录第七章那也告诉我们说,
in Revelation chapter 7,
他说神的帐幕要覆庇他们。
God wants to cover us with His tabernacle.
当神的覆庇在那里的时候，就表明神的同在，神的保护。
That means God's presence. That means God's protection.
当神与人同在的时候，人在那里就不再饥不再渴。
When God's presence with us, then we will not hunger and we will not thirst.
那就说人在神的同在里面，他就有满足了。
And with God's presence, we will fulfilled. We will fill.
正如摩西在山上40天不吃也不喝。
It's like Moses. 40 days, 40 nights, he didn't drink, he didn't eat.
因为他在神的同在里面，好像他忘记他肉身的需要。
Because in God's presence, he forgot about his need in his flesh.
或者肉身需要对他来说就不是那么重要的事情。
All the physical needs is not that important anymore.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天地上的人到处要找满足他的需要。
So in this world, people look for something to satisfy them.
但是我们发觉我们的经历说，没有一个地方，没有一样事情真正满足我们。
But we discovered that none can satisfy us in the world.
只有在主的同在里面，我们里面才有真正的满足。
Only in His presence we can be satisfied.
人到世界上找各样的娱乐享受，要满足他的心灵。
People in the world look for satisfaction in entertainment.
但是喝了这世上的水，还要再渴。
But those who drink the water of this world will thirst again.
只有喝那个生命的水，人再不饥不渴。
Only those who drink the water of life will not thirst.
所以在帐幕的覆庇，在神的同在里面，我们在这里就得到保护。
So that under the covering of tabernacle of God,
在这里日头炎热不再伤害他们。
We know the sun will not beat down us.
用什么？今天这个世界上充满了危险。
We know this world is full of dangers.
充满了许多陷阱诱惑。
This world is full of snares.
叫我们属灵生命受到许多伤害。
It will harm our spiritual life.
什么地方才能够保护我们, 叫我们这个属灵生命不受伤害呢?
Where can we get protection so that our spiritual life will not be harmed?
就在主的同在里面。
It is only in God's presence.
在他隐蔽的里面。
In God's hiding place.
在他这个稳固的磐石的穴中。
Under the cleft of the rock.
在这里,他说他要牧养我们。
And he said, there he will shepherd us.
他把我们领到那生命的水的泉源那里。
He will bring us to the springs of water of life.
弟兄姊妹，这都是同在所带来一个结果。
All this as a result of God's presence.
在那里，神要擦干人一切的眼泪。
There He will wipe off every tear from us.
那就是说，在神的同在里面，在那里才有真正的喜乐。
He tells us that only in God's presence we can enjoy peace.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神拯救我的目的。
This is the purpose. Of God's salvation.
但是今天我们常常讲到神一人同住，或者我们住在主的里面这件事情。
So, but today when we talk about God's presence or God living with us,
对许多神而言来说，好像是一个非常高的一个理论。
For many brothers and sisters, it becomes very high standard.
好像是一个甚至是个奥秘，无可捉摸一件事情。
Or something very mystical, something intangible.
好像是一件摸不着实际的东西。
It's not real to them.
但是我们知道当我们得救以后，与神同住，住在主的里面，这是我们天天要经历、要学习的事情。
But we know that after we're saved, to experience abiding with Christ is a daily lesson we have to learn.
弟兄姊妹，若是我们稍微有一点经历的话，我们就知道神与我们同住这件事情是何等的真，何等的实。
Those who experience a little bit, we know how real is that the presence of God.
我们才知道我们得救到底是为了什么。
And we will know that what is the purpose of salvation?
我们才知道什么叫基督徒的属灵生活。
And we will know what is the essential to spiritual life.
所以住在主的里面，这实在是一个基本的一些事情。
Abiding in the Lord is a very basic lesson.
但是为什么今天对许多人来说，好像是成为很高深的一个理论呢？
But what does it seem to be so high standard? Unachievable.
神拯救我们就是要把我们带到他同在里面。
So the very purpose of God's salvation is to bring us into His presence.
这是神拯救的一个目的。
This is the purpose of God's salvation.
让我们真正享受与神同在那种甘甜。
So that we can enjoy the sweetness of God's presence.
所以为什么当以色列百姓被带到从埃及出来以后没有多久？
So after God brought them out of Egypt, not a long while.
神在那里就宣告说他要住在人的中间。
God tells them that He wants to live among them.
现在神只能住在这帮蒙救赎的百姓的中间。
God wants to live among those who are saved.
虽然人失败堕落，但是神的心意永远不改变。
Even though man failed, but God's purpose never changed.
他总要得到一般人，让他可以住在他们中间。
He wants to acquire a group of people so He can live among them.
所以我们看见这是神永远的心意。
We know this is the eternal purpose of God.
那我们来看，那么神怎样才可以住在人中间呢？
So let's see that how God can live among us.
这是神的心意。
This is the word of God.
这无所不在的神，他充满了万有。
Omnipresence of God, He filled all things.
为什么他需要借着会幕才能住在人的中间呢？
Why He had to live among us through tabernacle?
没有会幕，难道神就不能住在人中间吗？
Without tabernacle, can He still live among us?
只有会幕在那里，神才要表明他的同在吗？
Does it have to be through the tabernacle that He can live among us?
神为什么呼吁以色列百姓要造个会幕，让他能够住在他们中间呢？
Why does God want His people build this tabernacle for Him to live?
神乃是要看人是不是能够体会他的心意。
God wants to see if man's heart understands,
叫他这个应许是不是成就在他们当中，
so that God's promise can fulfill among them.
所以我们从25章头9节里面，我们看见，那么神怎样才能住在蒙救赎的百姓的中间呢？
So in the beginning of chapter 25, it tells us how God is able to live among men.
我想这个原则也是用在我们身上是合适的。
And the same principle can be applied to us.
我们盼望，我们知道神的心意就是要与我们同住。
So we know that God's will is to live with us.
神要我们常常住在他那里面。
And God wants us to live in Him.
好，叫我们在他里面能够享受他一切的丰富。
So that we can enjoy all the riches that
it has. 那么这件事情怎么成为我们的实际的经历呢？
How this principle can become our experience.
再来说，神说你们当为我送礼物来。
Here it says, tell sons of Israel to raise a contribution.
就是说把各样建造废物的材料送到摩西这里。
So that they can bring all the materials for the building the tabernacle.
让废物能够被建造起来。
So that the tabernacle can be built.
那么神就能够住在他们中间。
So that God can live among them.
若是废物没有被建造起来。
Without the tabernacle,
神就不能住在他们中间。
God cannot live among them.
那废物怎么才能够建造起来呢？
How could the tabernacle be built?
必须以色列百姓把各样的礼物，把建造废物所有需要材料带到神面前。
They have to be that Israel had to bring all the materials to Moses.
就是说他们必须有所奉献，神才能住在他们中间。
That means God's building hinges on the offering, the gift of God's people.
神是不是能够住在以色列百姓当中，跟神的百姓奉献有发生很大关系。
So whether God can live among us, depends on our offering.
以色列百姓若不愿把这些礼物奉献给神，神就无法住在他们中间。
If Israel will not offer God's gift, then God will not be able to live among them.
就当时来说，的确需要一些物质的财物的奉献，神才能够废物才能够建造起来。
So in the Old Testament, yes, it depends on the material things that God's people have to offer.
那么神就能够住在他们中间。
Then God can live among them.
但是我想这里还不单单讲到财物的奉献而已。
But here, it doesn't just speak of material things.
财物的奉献乃是说明人是不是一个奉献的人。
It just tell us about if we are willing to offer or not.
一个人奉献给神，自然而然他就有财务的奉献。一个人奉献给神。A person
who offers himself to the Lord, he will have things to offer to God.
自然而然就有财务的奉献。So
he will have something to offer to God.
为什么人会奉献呢？
Why a person is willing to offer?
奉献乃是说到或是看见他是一个蒙恩的人。
He had to see that himself as a safe person.
他是蒙到神拯救的人。
So he was saved by God's grace.
所以我们看见出埃及记12章，在那里神借着羔羊的血把以色列百姓从埃及拯救出来以后。
So in Exodus 12 that we saw that after God saved his people,
他们在那守逾越节吃羔羊的肉。
As they observed the Passover, eating the Passover meat.
到第13章，神马上讲到奉献的事情。
In chapter 13, God immediately talks about
神说,
the sacrifices.
凡是人，凡是投生的人和牲畜呢，都要赎出来，分别为圣，归给耶和华神。
So God said, those who are firstborn have to be offered to God.
当他们经历到神的救赎以后，神就看，让他们看见在这里需要就有奉献。
When they experience salvation of God, then God said there has to be an offering.
借着投生的长子、投生的牲畜奉献给神，表明他们是奉献给神的人。
Through the offerings of the firstborn, God wants to show them that they are the people who are willing to offer themselves.
所以一个人肯奉献财物，表明他是一个蒙恩的人，他是站在一个蒙恩的地位上。
So those who are willing to offer material things to God, are the people who are saved themselves.
我们看见使徒保罗在罗马书也是讲到这件事情。
So we know that in Romans, Paul said the same thing.
我们知道罗马书呢是讲到神的福音。
We know Romans speaks of God's salvation.
保罗在罗马书第1章到11章很有系统的讲到神的福音是怎样一个福音。
Through chapter 1, from chapter 1 through chapter 12, it tells us how kind of gospel is God's gospel.
第1章到11章，你的问。
It's from chapter 1 through chapter 11.
讲到我们因着神的福音呢，我们因信称义，成为神的儿女。
He tells us that the salvation through faith.
因着主耶稣为我们设立挽回祭，因着他的血，我们可以亲近神。
Because Jesus is our sin offering, through his blood, we can draw nigh to God.
不仅我们在神面前不再被定罪。
Well, not only that, we will not be condemned.
神的福音有一天还要把我们带到荣耀里面。
One day, God's salvation will bring us to His glory.
不仅人被神称义，有一天要得到荣耀。
not only were justified, one day will be glorified.
这是神的福音所要带给我们的。
This is what salvation of God will bring to us.
当保罗把这福音讲解完以后呢,
After he explained God's salvation in full,
第十二章他马上讲到奉献的事情。
From chapter 12, he started to talk about the sacrifice,
他说,
the offering.
神的慈悲劝你们,
he said, in God's mercy,
将自己的身体当作活祭献给神。
That I urge you to offer yourself as a living sacrifice.
这是理所当然, 这是神所喜悦的。
It is reasonable. It is pleasing to God.
保罗马上讲到奉献的事情。
So he immediately followed by
sacrifice
offering.
经历到神的救赎。
So a person who is willing to offer sacrifice to God is because he received grace of God.
所以以色列百姓在这里把礼物献给神的时候, 表明说他们是一般蒙恩的儿女, 蒙恩的百姓。
So sons of Israel here, when they offer their offerings to the Lord, they just tell the others that they are the ones who receive God's grace already.
所以我们看见一个肯奉献的人, 他乃是看见他自己在神面前蒙恩的地位。
So those who are willing to offer the gift are the people who are saved.
自然而然他就乐意的奉献。
Of course, naturally, they are willing to offer the
offering. 一个不肯奉献的人, 他还没有看见他在神面前所蒙到极大的恩典。
Those who are not willing to offer the offering to God are the ones who haven't seen the grace they receive from the Lord. We see that Paul praised the brothers and sisters in Macedonia. Even though in their very difficulties, they still are willing to offer offerings to the Lord.
为什么马其顿教会的人, 他们在极其困难, 艰难当中的时候, 他们还那么乐意奉献呢?
So why the Macedonians are willing to offer offerings to God even when they face difficulties?
保罗说他们是按着主的心意将他们自己献给主。
Paul says, because first, they, according to God's will, they offer themselves to the Lord first.
马其顿教会为什么那么乐意在财务上奉献?
That's the reason why they are willing to offer in the material things to the Lord.
那是因为他们先把自己奉献给主。
Because they offer themselves to the Lord first.
当一个人把自己先奉献给主以后呢, 自然而然, 后面物质的奉献, 财务奉献, 对他来说就很容易的。
When a person offers himself to the Lord first, then he will be willing to offer all other things.
所以以色列百姓在这里奉献，那是表明他们是一般蒙救赎的百姓。
So when the people of Israel offer the offerings, they tell us that they are the people who receive God's grace.
不仅这种奉献呢，更是一个乐甘心乐意的奉献。
So they not only offer, they offer willingly.
这个甘心乐意就是很自由的，不是勉强的。
It's not under compulsion.
我们看见大卫。 神说他是个合神心意的人。
We know David is called a person who are after who is after God's own heart.
他岂要为耶和华造一个圣殿。
He determined to build a temple for the Lord.
让神可以住在这些百姓当中。
So that God can live among God's people.
但是神没有允许他。
But God did not allow him to build a temple.
神让他儿子所罗门来建造圣殿。
God wanted his son Solomon to build a temple for him.
但是大卫没有因着神不让他做这件工程。
David was not discouraged.
他知道神心意是要住在以色列百姓当中。
Because he knew that this God's will is to live among God's people.
神需要有个圣殿，他才能住在以色列百姓当中。
So God needs a temple so that he can live among his people.
所以他体会神的心意。
So he knew God's heart.
虽然他自己不能亲自来建造圣殿,
even though he himself cannot build temple for God,
但是他在那里预备圣殿各样的材料。
But he determined to prepare all the materials for the building of the temple.
当他把圣殿各样材料预备好以后,
when he prepared all the material things for the temple building,
他在以色列百姓那里称颂耶和华,
he came to Israel and praised the Lord.
在那里赞美耶和华的名,
he praised the name of the Lord.
说尊大能力荣耀强盛威严都是属于神的。
Yours is a power, authority and glory.
我们因着你的圣名我们称颂你。
In your name we praise you.
然后他说, 我算什么, 我的名算什么。
Then he said, Who am I and who are my people?
竟能如此乐意奉献?
That we should be able to offer as generously as this.
为什么他说竟如此的乐意奉献呢?
Why did he say that we should be able to offer as generously as this?
他底下就讲那个原因。
And he tell us a reason.
因万物都从你而来。
For all things come from you.
我们把从你所得的献给你。
And from your hand, we have given you.
大卫他知道他之所以能够这样奉献呢，这一切都是从神而来的。
But David knew that the reason why he was able to offer so generously because everything comes from God.
是神赐给他丰富的财富。
God had given him the riches first.
所以他今天才有这个能力的为圣殿预备各样的材料。
So that he can today prepare all these materials for the Lord.
他算了什么？以色列百姓算了什么？
Who was he? Who were the people of God?
不过是一个蒙恩的儿女，蒙恩的人就是了。
They were mere people who were saved.
现在却能够来奉献神所需要的那些材料。
Now they were able to give to the Lord as generously as they can.
能够让神的旨意能够成就在以色列百姓当中。
Today God's will be fulfilled among God's people.
这是神抬举的他。
It is God's exhortation of them.
大卫算不了什么，他的百姓算不了什么。
Who was David? Who were God's people?
他所预备材料算不了什么。
And all the materials actually means nothing.
因为这是从神来的，是神所赐给他们的。
Because all these things came from God in the first.
所以弟兄姊妹，一个人肯奉献，除了看见，一切都是从神而来的。
So when we receive the grace of God, we should be able to see that everything comes from God.
今天为什么？ 财务上的奉献对许多神的儿女是那么难，那么不容易呢？
Today, why the material offering is very difficult for a lot of brothers and sisters?
因为他没有看见他蒙恩的地位是什么。
Because they haven't seen the position that they have in God's grace.
一方面，他也没有看见他所有都是从神而来的。
And another hand, they fail to see that everything they have actually comes from God.
若不是神给他智慧能力，他怎么有这些的财物呢？
If God does not give them a wisdom and power, they will not be able to acquire all this wealth.
我们今天看见今天地上的人，他觉得他所有都他自己努力所得来的。
We know the in the world, the people think that everything that they have come from their own effort.
都是他辛苦所得的。
Through their endeavor.
就是因为他辛苦所得，他怎么容易能够把它白白送出去呢？
So that it's very hard for them willingly to give up all this material.
除非一个人看见，原来这一切都是神白白给我们的。
Unless a person sees everything comes from God freely.
当我们得到一个礼物，或是得一样东西，是人家送给我们的时候，我们要送出去的时候，我想就比较容易多一点。
As we see that the things that we have as a gift from other people, then it will easier. It will be easier for us to give it away.
因为我们知道，哎，这是人家给我的。
Because we know that this is from other people.
又不是我们容易去得着的。
It's not the result of our endeavor.
所以大卫为什么这么甘心乐意为圣殿预备许多材料？
This is why David was able to willingly offer all these material things for the building of the temple.
从神得来的再次献给神而已。
Because from God's hand, he offered this to the Lord.
这样的奉献才是神所悦纳的。
This kind of offering is acceptable to God.
所以不仅要送礼物来，并且是要甘心乐意的，神才收下。
So not only they need to offer the offerings, but also they have to offer willingly.
若不是甘心乐意的，神也不会收。
If they don't offer willingly, God will not accept them.
我曾经讲过一个笑话。
Once I told a joke.
我说有一个人他想要奉献20块钱。
One day, a person wanted to offer $20.
却不小心拿一张100块投到奉献箱里面。
But by accident, he dropped $100 in the offering box.
他就来找那个管财务的。
So he went to a financier.
对那个财务说，对不起，我那个刚刚投进去的时候投错了，然后投20块给投了100块钱。
Sorry that I meant to offer $20, but I dropped in $100 bill.
是不可以把它放回来。
Can I get the change?
那个管财务说，对不起，投进去就不能再拿出来了。
But the financier said, I'm sorry that whatever you drop in cannot be refunded.
那个人说，好吧，那就算我奉献100块了。
Okay, he said, you know what? Then just count it as I offered $100 now.
那管财务说，对不起，只有20块而已。
But the financier said, no, you only offer $20.
也许到年终的时候，管财委秀会照100块，发一张那个收据给你。
Maybe at the end of the year that a financier will write a receipt saying that you offered $100.
但是神在神那里也只有20块而已。
But in God's eyes, that person only offered $20.
因为那80块是不是甘心乐意的。
Because $80 was offered not willingly.
只有甘心乐意的神才会收下。
Because God only accepts the gifts willingly.
只有甘心乐意的神才会喜悦。
Only we offer all willingly, God is.
所以当以色列百姓将把财物、把那个材料送到摩西那的时候，表明他们是一个奉献的人。
So when they offer the offerings willingly, that means that they are the person who are saved.
什么是奉献呢？
What do you mean by
奉献？比方说，我一生活着就是为主。
Offering means that all my life I live for Christ.
我不再为我自己而活。
I will not live for myself.
因为我们是重价所买赎回来的人。
Because I was purchased with a great price.
我们不再属自己。
I do not belong to myself anymore.
那是属神的人。
I belong to God.
不仅他们把礼物送来，甘心乐意在那奉献。 神说我所要的就是金银铜、蓝色、紫色、许许多多的这些材料。
Not only that God wants them to offer willingly, but also He tells them that what He wants is blue, purple, scarlet, gold, and silver.
当他们奉献的时候，不是随他们自己意思在奉献。
When they offer, they don't offer as they like.
神有规定哪些东西才可以送来。
God told them that what kind of things that He needs.
那就是说，若不是神所规定的这些材料，你不能送来。
If not on the list that God dictates. You should not offer.
就按着神所吩咐的，才能够神才能收下。
So we not only need to offer willingly, but also need to offer according to what God says.
所以在这里说到另外一个原则，就是说神怎样常住在人的中间呢？
So it tells us a principle. How can God live among us?
我们怎么享受到遗嘱的同住？
How can we enjoy the presence of God's living with us?
必须照着神的吩咐，照着神的话去行。So
we have to do according to God's word.
必须顺服他的话。We
have to obey God's word.
不是甘心乐意就够了。Just
offer willingly is not enough.
乃是要明白到底神你所要的是哪些材料。We
have to understand what God wants.
我才把这些材料奉献到你面前来。
So I offer what God wants to God.
今天许多神的儿女在服事，在各样的奉献上面也是一样。
Many God's children, when we serve,
常常我们说，只要甘心乐意，神都应纳了。
We just said, as long as we're willing, that God will accept.
只要我心里都是为主，好像所做的事情都可以了。
As long as I'm doing it from my heart, God will be pleased.
好像这个话是对的。
It sounds like right.
不错，我们必须要甘心乐意。
Yes, we need to do it willingly.
不仅在奉献，在各样服事里面，我们都是出于甘心乐意来做的。
Not only we offer willingly, but also we need to serve willingly as well.
但是神所要求的是更高一层。
But God wants more.
需要照着他心意去做，这个才能够满足神的心。
We need to serve according to His word.
这样神的同在才能显明在人的中间。
So that God's presence can be revealed among us.
所以耶稣信也告诉我们说，我们若是遵守他的诫命。
So John tells us that if we obey His commandments,
神的爱在我们里面是完全的。
And God's love is complete enough.
我们也知道我们就是住在主的里面。
Then we know that we live in Christ.
所以要让主住在我们中间，我们住在主的里面，我们必须要学习顺服他的话。
So that in order for us to abide in Christ, for Christ to abide in us, we have to obey His commandments.
怎么样才能顺服他的话呢？
How can we observe His word?
我们必须要先明白他的话。
We have to understand His word.
需要明白他的心意是什么。
We have to understand His will.
一个人若不明白神的心意，就随自己意思在奉献。
If we don't understand His will, then we will offer based on our own desire.
不错，他是甘心乐意在奉献在服侍。
Yeah, that person, yes, he offers the offerings willingly and from his heart.
但是因为他不明白神的心意，不明白神的话，他就随他自己意思在那奉献服侍。
But he does not know God's will, so he offers based on what he likes.
这样神也不能住在人的中间。
You know, in this way, God still cannot live among us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是要学，应该更多学习来认识、明白神的话。
So we need to understand God's word more.
但是今天有多少神的儿女在那好好读神的话，明白神的话
？But how many brothers and sisters are willing to study God's word?
我们若是不能明白神的话，怎么能按照他心意在服侍呢？
If we don't understand God's word, how can we serve according to God's will?
让他同在，能够显明在人的中间。
How can we reveal God's presence among us?
因为在许多材料都有那属灵的仪表。
Because all the materials God wants has spiritual meaning.
只有按照神的丰富所带来的材料，才能建造成一个合神心的会幕。
Only the materials that offered according to God's will can be used to build temple.
前几天一个弟兄问我说。礼拜五查经从福音书读到启示录要花多少时间？就礼拜五查经要到多少时间会读过一遍？
The other day a brother asked me that how long it would take for the Friday Bible study to study from Matthew through Revelation, the last book of the Bible.
我说我不晓得。
I told him that I do not have the answer.
我刚才讲说大概两三年吧。
I said maybe two or three years.
后来他跟我讲说，他说他刚到我们这个聚会的时候，刚好是在读哥罗西书。
And this brother said that when he first came to this church, we were studying Colossians.
现在读过，已经在哥罗西书已经在读过一遍了，并且现在是读到那个约翰书信。
So we already went through the Colossians once. Now we are in the First John, John's epistle.
所以整个意思就是说，已经再读过一遍以后，还再稍微再多一点呢。
So we study already a little bit more than once.
他说他来到我们当中已经十年了。
So he said he's been among us for 10 years.
所以这样一算，那大概十年才能读过一遍。
So if we calculate based on this, then it took 10 years to read through the whole Bible, the New Testament.
So 我在想，十年才从马太福音读到启示读一遍，那这个圣经对我来说实在是，那怎么去明白神的话？十年才读那新约读一遍。
And then I said that if we took 10 years to read through the New Testament, then how can we understand God's word?
我们知道很多人信主都是年纪很大的。
We know that a lot of bonzes who believe in the Lord when they're in the old age.
还有几个十年可以再让读一遍而已。
How many 10 years do they have?
我刚才讲说一个礼拜是52个礼拜，一年是52个礼拜。
So I told him that in a year there are 52 weeks.
所以若是每个礼拜读一章的话呢
？So if every week we read through one chapter,
一年才读52章。
Then in 1 year, we are only able to study 52 chapters.
那你知道耶那个新约有几章呢
？You know how many chapters in the New Testament?
100章、200章、300章。
100 chapters, 200 chapters, 300 chapters.
260章。
It has 260 chapters.
除一下刚好5年读一遍了。
So if you divide that up, you know that the 5 years, it takes 5 years to read through the whole New Testament.
这还是每个礼拜都是读一章，有时候一个礼拜才一章要读两三次。
If you just study one chapter a week, but often that we study one chapter several weeks.
所以事实上读一遍呢要十几年。
So actually, it takes 10 years to go through the New Testament one.
所以我就刚才讲说，一定不能靠礼拜五这个读圣经。
So I told him that we cannot rely on just a Friday Bible study.
一定要靠个人私底下追求才有办法。
So we have to personally pursue the Lord at our own time.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们要让神能够住在我们中间。
You know, in order for the Lord to abide in us,
我们必须要先明白神的话。
We have to understand God's word.
我们必须要明白他的心意。
We have to understand His will.
这样我们所行的才能按照他的心意来行。
So that whatever we do according to His will.
这样自然而然我们就能够住在主的里面。
Naturally, we can abide in Christ.
神的同在就显在人的当中。
And God's presence will be revealed among us.
所以我们要学习靠主恩典来顺服他的话。
So let's learn how to obey God's word according to His grace.
另外一个原则。
And there's another principle here.
当我们刚读到哥林多前后书第六章，保罗在那里对哥林多教会说
，We know that we just read that Second Corinthians chapter 6。
他说：“我要住在他们中间，我要在他们中间来往，我要做他们百姓，他们要做我的子民。”
Paul quoted said God said that I want to live among them, I want to work among them, I want to become their God.
我们都是读那个前文的话，就知道为什么保罗在那里引用这句话呢
？So if we read the pretext, then we understand why.Paul quoted this Old Testament.
因为他前面先讲到说信与不信的不能同乎一。
Because he said that the believers and the non-believers cannot be yoked together.
义和不义不能够相交。
There's no fellowship between the righteous and unrighteous.
黑暗和光明不能够相通。
There's no agreement between darkness and the light.
基督和比列不能相合。
Christ and Baal have no common, nothing in common.
信和不信的不能够相通。
The believers and non-believers, there's nothing in common between them.
神的殿跟偶像有什么相干呢？
And there's nothing shared between God's temple and the devil's temple.
然后他底下就说，我要住在他们中间，我要做他们的神，他们要做我子民。
And then Paul quoted that, I want to live among them and I want to be their God.
你要从他们当中出来。
Come out of them.
不要沾染他的污秽。
Do not touch uncleanness.
所以，在那我们看见神怎样常住在人中间呢
？So from there we see that how God can live among us.
在那里必须有个分别为圣的生活。
There have to be a separate life from the uncleanness.
只有一个分别为圣的人，神才会住在他们中间。
So we must have a sanctified life.For God to live among
只有一个分别为圣的人，神才乐意与他同住。
Only those who are separate from the uncleanness, God can live among.
为什么当以色列百姓在埃及的时候，神没有说要与他们同住呢
？In the when they are in Egypt, why God didn't say to the God's people, "I want to live among you"?
他们住的地方是一个世界所预表的。
Because where they live represents the world.
他们住在那个地方是撒旦法老所掌权的一个地方。
The world they live is under the dominion of Pharaoh.
神不能住在他百姓的中间。
God cannot live among God's people.
除非有一天他们从埃及从这个世界被分别出来。
Until one day they're separated from this world.
神才能够住在他们中间。
For the Lord to live among them.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们盼望经历到神与我们同住，我们住在主的里面。
So if we want to have God live among us and we live in Him,
我们要学习。分别为圣
We have to separate us
我们要过一个圣别的生活
We need to live a holy life
我们和这个世界有一个界限
We need to have separation from this world
主耶稣说你们虽然在世界但是却不属世界的
Jesus says that we are in the world but we are not of the world
我们是属神的一般人
We belong to God
当我们分别为圣过一个圣洁神所喜悦的生活自然而然我们在那里就能享受神的同在
As we live a separated life, then we can enjoy God's presence.
我们在那就可以经历到住在主里面那种福气。
And we can experience the blessing of abiding.
因为神不能够住在那些污秽肮脏的所在的人当中。
Because God cannot live among in the uncleanness.
他们必须要从那个世界里面出来。
So they have to come out of this world.
他们不能沾染那些污秽不洁净的事。
They cannot touch.Everything that is defiled.
这样神就要住在他们中间，神就要与他们来往。
So that if they separate them, then God can live among them.
然后神住在他们中间是为了什么
？So what is the purpose of God's living among them?
我要做他们神，他们要做我的子民。
God says, "I want to become their God, and they will become my people."
神住在人中间。
God live among us.
神要做人的神。人要做他的百姓
and God want to be our God and we want to be his people
神在那里要做他们神要管理他们治理他们
God want to be their God and God can rule over them
他们要做神的子民
and they will become God's people
所以弟兄姊妹一面我们有神的同在里面我们可以享受他许多恩典
in God's presence we can enjoy many blessings
这是对这就在我们这个方面来说的
it is a spoken based on our need.
但是就神那一方面，他为什么要与人同住呢
？But from God's side, Why did he want to live among us?
因为他做我们的神。
Because he want to be our God.
他要我们做他子民。
He want us to be his people.
我们服在他权柄底下，受他的管理。
And we obey his authority and be ruled by him.
弟兄姊妹，这就是神拯救以色列百姓的一个目的。
So this is the purpose of God's salvation to Israel.
神不仅叫他们脱离埃及各样苦楚。
Not only God brought them out of Egypt from all the difficulties.
脱离法老的压迫欺压。
And delivered them from the bondage of Pharaoh.
从前他们埃及的时候是法老做他们神来管理他们。
When they are in Egypt, Pharaoh was their king, their God, and ruled over them.
他们已经从埃及出来了。
Now they came out of Egypt.
神可以住在他们中间。
Now God can live among them.
神现在开始可以做他们神了。
And God can be their God.
他们现在开始可以真正作为神的子民。
Now they can be His people, God's people.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们是在盼望我们能够有神的同在在这里。
Oh, we wish that we have this God's presence here.
我们学习，我们能够住在主的里面。
And we need to learn to abide in Him.
我们叫神那个起初造人的心意，也能够成全在我们身上。
So that the will of God in the beginning can be fulfilled on us.
那什么神的旨意怎么样成就在我们身上呢？
How can God's will fulfill in us?
就当时以色列百姓来说，他们必须要献上会幕所有的材料。
For Israel, they have to offer all the materials that God demanded.
他们必须照着神所要的材料送到神那里。
They have to give according to what God wants.
他们必须照着神所指示的样式上建造会幕。
They have to build the tabernacle based on the pattern.
最后，当会幕被建造起来的时候，神就住在会幕里面，就住在神百姓当中。
After the tabernacle was built, and God was able to live among them.
同样，今天神怎样住在人的中间？
Likely. How can God live among us today?
神怎样与我们同住?
How can God live with us?
我们必须先把我们自己奉献给神。
We have to offer ourselves first to God.
当我们甘心乐意把我们自己奉献给神的时候，
As we willingly offer ourselves to God,
我们也愿意照着他的旨意而行。
And we're willing to obey His will.
我们也愿意照着他的话，遵行他的话。
And according to His word, we obey His word.
我们愿意把我们自己从这个世界里面分别出来。
We are willing to separate ourselves from this world. We
are
willing to live a holy life that is pleasing to God.
这样我们就看见神就住在人的中间。
In this way, God will live among us.
这样我们就经历到与神同住这件事情。
In such way, we will experience God's presence.
当我们在那里经历到神与我们同住的时候，
As we enter the presence of God,
我们就知道在这里我们就得到神的护庇。
And here we will have a covering of God, protection of God.
在这里我们也可以更多的认识主自己。And
here, and we can know Him more and more.
就像我上次提到安德烈和耶稣同住的时候，他马上认识，知道原来他就是神所应许的弥赛亚。
As I mentioned before, the angel, after he lived with Jesus, he immediately knew that Jesus was Messiah.
当我们在那里稍微经历到住在主的里面，我们对主有更深一步的认识。
As we live in God, and we can know Him better.
并且在这个主的同在里面，我们在这里有真正的满足喜乐。
In His presence, we can be fulfilled, and we can be filled with God's joy.
我们就知道只有他能够满足我们的心怀。
We know that only God can satisfy our need in our hearts.
像神就在我们当中做我们的神。
As we have God to be our God,
我们就成为他的子民,
and we become His people.
他带领我们, 他管理我们,
He will rule us, He will shepherd us,
做前面的道路,
to guide us in the path.
求神恩待我们,
May the Lord have mercy on us.
借着建造会幕这件事情来提醒帮助我们,
through the building of the tabernacle, remind us and help us.
让神住在人中间，这个心能够成就在我们当中。
So that His will of living in us can be fulfilled among us.
请到这，请听上多谢主祷告。